Derek Chagrin is hoping to regain his seat on council. Lost 4 years ago in the last municipal election. Chagrin manages the local Canadian Tire store and is a member of various boards and committees, a volunteer, and a local sports enthusiast. "This city is such a great place to call home, but we can always push ourselves to do better," said Chagrin. His concerns are the homeless, property, crime rising where people feel helpless, and kids and seniors afraid to walk in some areas of town. "People in the middle of intersections pose a danger to themselves and motorists. Something has to change," he says. "We cannot accept this as the norm, or it will become the norm. By all means, protect our most vulnerable, but give resources to our agencies, police, and bylaw officers to deal with lawbreakers." Chagrin is a past president of the North Bay and District Chamber of Commerce, former chair of the Labor Market Group, and member of DNSSAB. "I think my skill sets are uniquely qualified to bring about the kind of positive change our city needs, and I have the experience to help get the job done," said Chagrin. The businessman was elected to council in 2014 and served as chair of the Long-Term Financial Planning Committee, chair of the Social Service and Employment Committee of DNSSAB, was on the board of Nipissing University, and is an active member in a number of committees according to a news release. "I think leadership and experience count, and I have both, and I look forward to serving the citizens again." As general manager of one of the busiest Canadian Tire stores in Ontario, "I talk with people every day and I am hearing concerns about affordability. With the price of everything on the rise, we as council need to look at ways to make life more affordable for families and seniors," Chagrin said. "I want North Bay to thrive. We have important infrastructure projects ahead that should be guided by the 3 Ds. Debate, decide, deliver. Our citizens deserve that," added Chagrin. He promises to run a positive campaign with an eye on the future.